The 28-3 UCLA Bruins softball team sits right behind one-loss Oklahoma at the number two spot in this week's Division I poll. The Bruins won the title 2 years ago with last year's World Series a washout because of COVID. Hello, everyone. This is Sports and Commentary. Welcome to the show today. My name is Greg Stewart, and this is a program you help sponsor with your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can look us up anytime at the all-new WWIB.com for all the info you need to connect and give and support the program with a gift right there. UCLA utility player and first-team All-American Bubba Nichols is with me on Sports and Commentary today. She's a fifth-year senior out of Merced, California. She's also a member of this year's USA Olympic softball team. Pleasure to have Bubba Nichols on today's program. So right now, Bubba, you're not playing. You're injured. Kind of a freak practice accident. Tell us what happened and what's the plan going forward for you.
Yeah, so I've never really had a serious injury. I was just a few weeks ago. I was at practice getting ready for our game series against the University of Oregon. And the day before we're supposed to leave, we were just doing a drill like normal. And I dove for the ball. And I kind of just landed on my wrist really weird. And it was very painful and very shocking. And I had to go to the emergency room. And they did tell me that was broken. And so I had to kind of decide to go through surgery to speed up the healing process so I could be on the quickest journey back to playing with my teams. But yeah, that's what I'm going with right now. So far I still have a splint on, but hopefully I can get a removable brace soon. So that's where I'm at with that right now.
Okay, maybe hit the last part of the season, College World Series, and of course, hopefully, the good Lord willing, to be ready for the Summer Olympics in Tokyo. UCLA right now, Bubba, at 28-3, like I said, number two in the country. Talk about your team out there in Westwood and the season so far.
Yeah, this is definitely a special group of girls this year. Being with UCLA for the past 5 years, it's been amazing just to be able to experience so many different teammates and just personalities that I've gotten to know, and I'll be friends with them for a lifetime. But something about this team that's really special is how much experience we have. We have so many girls that have gone to the Women's College World Series, and a lot of them that have played for Team USA in previous summers. So it's really cool just to see how knowledgeable every single player is and how each player has their own take on this sport that they can bring to the field every time. But I just love how our personalities really just mesh. We all love the game for what it is. We don't take anything too seriously, and we really don't dwell on outcome, which I think is really amazing, because it really can lead us down some dark paths if we get caught up in outcome. But we definitely have our head on right when it comes to viewing the game from having fun and being able to play for each other.
Yeah, yeah. Most recent D1 softball poll has, let's see, four Pac-12 teams in the top 10 in the nation, and you guys just played one of those, number four, Washington. UW took three out of four from the Huskies, only lost three times all season long, UCLA Bruins. But is there a sense, Bubba, that you know, a loss here and there is okay, it's not a bad thing, kind of keeps you hungry and focused?
Yeah, we really appreciate the losses just as much as the wins. And I think that's something that our coaches really teach us, how we don't really learn if we keep winning all the time. We have to fail in order to learn from our mistakes. And we've really been very appreciative of the games that we have lost, and we're able to take those losses as learning lessons that we can take to practice and for future games, knowing what we need to work on, what our strengths and weaknesses are, and how we can overcome our challenges that we have in front of us. But I definitely think they've really been a great, great reminders for what we do need to work on, and just so we're not stuck in this very not trying to get better, I guess, kind of state. So we're very, very thankful that we actually do have some losses on the board, because it also takes a little bit of pressure off of us. Sometimes we put a little bit of pressure, too much pressure on ourselves. This, we're just winning and dominating all the time. So it is kind of a blessing just to have a few losses on the board.
Yeah. You all have been one of the most dominant programs here in recent years. I think one loss last year when there was no College World Series. The year before, you won it all, 2019, and could do it again this year. In fact, a little trivia here, if you guys win this year, you could technically be back-to-back champions, even though it's been 3 years.
Yeah, we could be back-to-back champions. That's something that's really funny. They always talk about the previous College World Series, and since we were the previous champions, they always bring up our game. And it is kind of a nice reminder, since it's been a while, but it would be exciting to win back-to-back.
Yeah, and you had a monster season in 2019 to lead the Bruins to that championship. All right, Bubba Nichols, the All-American, the Olympic softball player with me from the UCLA Bruins. On sports and commentary. And, Bob, we've got to pause here and come back for our next show, because we're out of time for today. But I do want to talk about playing for Team USA, what that means to you this summer in Tokyo, and talk about how you found a personal, life-changing relationship with Jesus Christ in your life. So let's plan on getting together on our next show. Until then, God bless you.
Yeah, thank you so much. I really appreciate this opportunity.